Well, good morning. I hope you're having a great day. We are going live today, a little bit different. It's a Christmas holiday, and we're going to read from the book of Luke today, just something very, very, very simple as we get into God's word. So Luke chapter 1, I want to talk about the story of Jesus today and just how much he came to this earth so that we could have newness of life. And I think one of the things that we oftentimes miss in the Jesus story is the very fact that Mary was a virgin. And I want to talk about the importance of her of Jesus's virgin birth, of what God wants to do with that. So if you enjoy these daily devotions, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, comment. And if you're in that Washington Defender app, place this in your huddle. Also, if you are a financial partner with FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much. We are grateful for your generosity. Hey, just to let you know also, Isabella is in the hospital. So we have been kind of going between in and out of the hospital, and she went in last night, or yesterday, excuse me, yesterday morning, and just be praying for her today. So we're going to open a word of prayer, and then we are going to dive into the book of Luke. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for what you want to do today, God. We thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. We do pray over Isabella, my daughter. We just pray that you'll touch her little body, touch her little heart, just heal her of her pneumonia and sepsis, God. And we just thank you that you will go before her. Be with Tanya, be with the family, be with me. God, we just thank you for your goodness and your mercy and your grace. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. So in Luke chapter 1, it says, "Now on the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city in Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph." I love this. So it first and foremost identifies, look at this, Mary was a virgin engaged to a man. So somebody say, what is the importance of Mary being a virgin? Like, why is that so important to the Christmas story? Now, I think if you're probably Catholic, you probably understand that a little bit more than some of us Protestants, that of the significance of the virgin birth. But what is that significance? Well, part of that is in the Genesis story. If you go back and you look at it, in the Genesis story, you have to kind of take it slow, but it comes down to Genesis chapter 2, and it says that God created the man, and then it says, and he placed the man in the garden. Verse 15, "Then the Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to cultivate it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, from any tree of the garden you may eat freely, but from the tree of the knowledge of the good and evil you shall not eat." So Adam received the commandment of the Lord. And remember, Jesus is fully God and yet fully man. So there needed to be a component of humanity, but the seed of Adam needed to be removed from the equation, and the seed of God needed to be implemented so that when Jesus died on the cross for our sins, it would be 110% a payment, 100% righteousness dying for 100% unrighteousness. And we see that the virgin birth is significant because it removes the seed of Adam. Now, does that say that Mary was perfect, or her seed was perfect? No, she was the human part of Jesus. And yet God chose us way before Mary ever came on the scenes, hundreds and hundreds of years. In the book of Isaiah, we see, "And the virgin shall be with child." And we know that God had called Mary to this very, very special day. Now, I was thinking about this the other day. Could you imagine being Mary? I mean, you're sitting there and you're thinking through, like, wait a minute. I'm going to have a child, and the Holy Spirit, let's keep going. And the Holy Spirit's going to come upon me, and I'm going to be with child. Look at this. And it says, "And coming in, he said to her, 'Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you.'" And you may be thinking about that today. You may be thinking, is the Lord with me? Well, just like the Lord was with Mary, the Lord is with you today. "Greetings, favored one." And you are a favored one of God. It says, but she was very perplexed at this statement. I love this about Mary, because her being perplexed is just one of those signs that this was just an awe-inspiring thing for Mary. And I don't know, if I were Mary, I think I'd be perplexed too. It says, she was perplexed at the statement and kept pondering what kind of salutation this was. And the angel said, do not be afraid, Mary, for you had found favor with God. You know, that is our heart's cry, isn't it? To find favor with Almighty God, to not be afraid, to find favor with him, to know that God has called us and to set us apart for this day. And so Mary found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. Now, remember, we see that the virgin birth here is that Mary is human, obviously, and the angel is saying, you're going to have a miraculous birth, and Jesus is going to be placed in your womb. And in that moment, you're going to see and know that you are favored by God, and you're going to call this son Jesus, and he's going to be from the throne of David. Now, if many of you are Bible students and you know the significance of that, that on David's throne, that the mighty warrior, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords is going to come, and he will reign the house of Jacob forever. Now, who is the house of Jacob? Remember, Jacob's name was changed to Israel. And it says, and his kingdom will have no end. I think this is an amazing part of the story. Jesus's kingdom is not going to have an end. And so when you think about the Christmas story, we oftentimes forget that Jesus, the virgin birth, is one of those things that just points to the miraculous of God, that God is with us each and every step of the way. And he will reign over the house of Jacob, Israel, and his kingdom shall no end. And Mary said to the angel, how can this be since I am a virgin? Now think about that. How can this be? I'm a virgin. And the angel said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. And for that reason, the Holy Child will be called the Son of God. So we don't know exactly, you know, how this took place, but we do know what the Bible says. The Bible says that the seed of Adam, the sinful seed of Adam, is removed. A man's seed was removed, and the Holy Spirit came upon Mary. And this was not in some weird sexual thing. It was an anointed moment of God and overshadowed her, and she will be with the Son of God. Now, I am oftentimes asked, do you really believe in the virgin birth? Do you really believe that Jesus came to this earth? And I want to say this, yes, I believe it. I believe it as much as I believe in gravity. I believe it as much as I believe that if you were to, you know, drop something, it's going to fall, right? So the angel said, and the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and behold, even your relative Elizabeth has conceived a son in her old age. Now, this is where, if you're a skeptic, you need to think through this, because now you got to say, it's not just Mary, but now we have Elizabeth. And if you went back just a little bit in the chapter, about 35 verses, you would see that Elizabeth is pregnant. And it's amazing that Zacharias, you know, he was a prophet, and I mean a priest, and we couldn't have children, and yet there was a miraculous pregnancy that took place. And so when you look at Elizabeth, you see that this is one of the evidences of this. So let's keep going. And behold, even your relative Elizabeth has conceived a son in her old age, and she was called barren, is now in her sixth month, for nothing will be impossible with God. And that's what I hope you remember this Christmas season, that nothing is impossible with God. Nothing. There's nothing that God cannot do. And Mary said, "Behold, the bondslave of the Lord, may it be done to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. So that's the Christmas story. I want to encourage you to read it. That was just Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 38. And we talked about Adam's seed be removed. Now, you may be thinking, hey, I got to work today, a couple days before Christmas. How does this apply? Did you know that when you come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, you are born again? You are made brand new in the things of God, born afresh, born anew, all things new. So your old sinful nature that was there has a rebirth. And this is important to us because the same Jesus who came through Mary, who is the Son of God, who is born of a virgin, is the same Jesus that dwells inside of us by the power of the Holy Spirit. And so when you think through what God wants to do in your heart today, understand this. The miraculous of Jesus' birth is the miracle that's resting inside of you. Today is a day of impossibility, and God is the God of the impossible. So God is with you. God goes before you. Let me pray over us today. Heavenly Father, as we enter into the public square today, let us remember the same miraculous Son of God that came into Mary's womb dwells inside of us. You have spiritually made our soul and our spirit brand new. You have bought us. We are set apart for you, God. Go before us today and let that newness of life flow out of us today. God, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. You are such a loving God. Go before us in all things. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that Champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you in your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.